Good.
Okay, thank you. Well, good evening or good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the City of Wilmer Planning Commission meeting, special meeting for Wednesday, July 1st, 2019. Second order of business. Minutes of the consideration of minutes of the June 19th, 2019 meeting. Any questions, comments, clarifications?
So moved.
Move to file the minutes.
I'll second.
And a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of filing the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Introductions, Sarah?
Yeah, since we have him here, I will introduce Brian, who is our new interim city administrator. If you guys want to just go around and introduce yourselves. As a commission, we're missing a couple people, but
sure.
You've got six of the nine here.
Okay. Steve Gardner, chair.
Ralph Stanfus.
Jared Kiergaard.
Jonathan Marchand.
Dave.
Yep.
Terry Seek.
Cleet Frank.
Hi, Cleet.
Hello.
And, welcome.
And again, people sometimes don't know how to pronounce the name, so it's just Grommets. And if you get confused, it's a little metal white thing in a tarp called a grommet. I answer to that too. So. Keep it simple.
Very good. Well, thank you for being here tonight.
You bet.
Item number three, GM/Magnum and legacy TIF amendments. Sarah?
Yeah, I will actually pass it off to Dave. He has kind of taken the lead on this particular item, but just as a quick briefing, there are just some amendments to the municipal development districts and some changes that need to be made to some existing TIF plans that we have in the city. GM Magnum, just for reference, is out in the industrial park. That's Magnum Trucking. And Legacy is Legacy on First, which is where the new Domino's is, that strip right there. Both of these developments were reviewed by Planning Commission in 2017, and plan reviews were approved for those developments.
Right, and these maps are part of our TIF modifications. What we've done is the original TIF plans had the development district being coterminous with the TIF district. TIF district is the project district, and the development district is a much larger financial district. They used to be the same. What we're proposing is that we expand them out to be coterminous with the city limits, and the project TIF district remains the same. It's purely a financial mechanism. It has no impact on zoning or planning of any way.
Thanks,
if you want to add anything.
Todd Hagen from Ellers and Associates. Thanks for having me. We had helped Bruce with these early on when they were first established, just did the numbers part, you know, the tax impacts and things like that for the district. The Office of the State Auditor reviewed the plans and would like some corrections made. So because we're correcting some of the sort of the timing issues, the terms of the tax increment district itself, and sort of amending and restating the plans to have that conform to the state auditor's requirements, we recommended that that we also just expand the development district to be coterminous with the city limits. It just, you'd have to come to the Planning Commission anyway. I believe it was, if anything we did to establish the district at the onset, we sort of have to go through the same process to modify it. This one's a little bit kind of complicated. It's not just an administrative modification, it's a modification for budgets and all sorts of, again, clarifications of statutes and all that good stuff. So we're not expanding the district or anything as far as the tax increment district is concerned, whether development is occurring, but just kind of the spending district or the pooling kind of district too, to kind of take advantage of the city and take advantage of what's out there for statute, what the statute itself offers you. So we kind of have to go through this review anyway, because it was no doubt expanded to include the TIF districts at the onset. You'd have to come back anyway, and so we thought we would sort of enhance it, which is probably 99.9% of the tax increment districts that we are involved with are coterminous, the development districts coterminous with the city limits too. It just makes it less complicated too when, if you were going to put other tax increment districts in the same development districts, so we really wouldn't have to go past the Planning Commission anymore that way too, so it's kind of streamlined the process as well for you.
Right, so basically the benefit is if it's a economic district or a redevelopment district, all those can pool, they can share funds. If there's trouble with one, the other can help the other. And all of them would sit inside of this, they'd be subsets of this greater set, so to speak. So it's like having a circle with a bunch of circles inside of it.
Yeah. And I think eventually probably you could just, if we do this exercise as we move forward throughout the years, right, and you establish, the city establishes more tax increment districts, eventually I would think as the old ones mature that we probably would whittle it down to maybe just having one big district just be the city and not have, you know, development district, you know, 6 and 3 and, you know, all this kind of complicated stuff. So it should simplify that particular district then.
Yeah. So they're strictly financial overlays.
Yeah.
So, so how does the Planning Commission become involved in this? I don't know that we've ever had involvement in a TIF district discussion before.
Well, we have a city attorney, Robert.
A requirement under statute is anytime the city establishes a municipal development district, or in this case, is the boundaries of a development district, and this is the broader district within which there are TIF districts, that requires Planning Commission review and approval. I don't know what my assumption had been in previous, when the city has established these development districts over time, that would have come to Planning Commission. I certainly should have if it didn't. But it's definitely a statutory requirement for the city to review expanding the municipal development district map to any change in those boundaries, and in this case it's to encompass the entire city.
Yeah, and there's a finding then it's that the development district conforms to the general plan or the development of the city as a whole, and that the Planning Commission then forwards the modifications, or in case of a newly established district, would forward the plans to the council, city council, for approval. So there's all sorts of, there's probably there's three probably different ways the Planning Commission can get involved in these things. One is definitely required, and that's kind of what we're talking about right now, is where you are expanding the big district, let's call it, the development district, either like we're doing now, or to actually have a tax increment district fit into one that's kind of small, right, and we need to expand it. Other ways are just kind of more general ways. If the council feels or the city feels that this is just a good general avenue to take, that the Planning Commission take a look at like every one of these, just to make sure that, like I said, the trucking, business, or if it's a apartment or senior living or multifamily residential, that sort of conforms to the general plan of the city, just kind of in general. If the city council itself didn't want to take on that burden of that finding, then they could still get a recommendation from you folks, and that could be kind of a general process going forward.
And even though that's not part of our current comprehensive plan, that we could incorporate something with regarding TIF in the future.
Yeah.
I'm probably more concerned with the process than I am with exactly what's being requested here. If I remember right from 2017, the area that's being included here for the
Magnum Trucking.
Magnum Trucking or Legacy?
Yeah, Magnum Trucking. This is actually, they have an option on this portion, correct? Or are they using the whole thing here?
They've got some right of first refusal.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Legacy is actually on the west side of First Street, but there's some similar vacant property to the east, and I see that that's included in that district as well.
Yes, there's a phase two, and they have a five-year option. If they decide to develop in that first 5 years, it's subordinated to the existing TIF, so they would have to have the first TIF paid off in order to take advantage of it, but they do have an option.
And then it also includes the land that's across the street, which would be the old Action Auto, which is now vacant. But that's included in that TIF district as well, should there be a development that wishes to pursue something there.
They're both very similar.
So basically what I'm hearing you saying is that the city limits are tax increment financing districts overarching TIF districts.
Two different kinds. One's a project and one's an overall development district.
Okay.
The project district is the one in red. And that is just for the project. And then the overall municipal development district is like a superset where all the TIF districts can sit inside of. And that allows us to pool, in other words, share financing if one gets in trouble with the other, or to use the monies to assist other TIF.
But this is the kind of the second thing that we've seen real recently here where we actually have an obligation under state statute. I think the CIP question was one as well, and this is one that I mean, well, you came on the same time as I did, and I don't think we've ever been asked to look at anything like this. Now maybe nothing's come up before.
Yeah, I don't recall any of this at all.
I'm curious as to what other if there's anything else that is mandated by state statute or otherwise that that we need to be aware of, and that frankly the city needs to be aware of to follow the proper procedures.
Well, with the new staff in planning and development, you know, we're taking a look at everything fresh. Mm-hmm. You know, Sarah has discovered a couple of things that the CIP, I think. Mm-hmm. Attorney Scott discovered, or Ovovia discovered the statute for the state. Mm-hmm. And as we, you know, so we're looking at these for things fresh, and as we do, we're going to bring them in. I think the big step for us is to try to get these incorporated into a comprehensive plan and into the, into the framework of the commission.
And as to the comprehensive plan, just my own personal opinion, considering the makeup of individuals that we have on this commission right now. We've got a fabulous group of people that are ready to pick up that challenge and move forward with a CIP sooner rather than later.
Okay. Well, we did just get our GIS patch, which we invested $2,000 into. And Sarah is working to get that up and going. And then the next step is to kind of grab some of the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, bring in some of this data from the census and some other places where it's already pre-existing and have it dumped into mapping. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we'd like to contract with Mid-Minnesota, downstairs.
Yep.
to grab some of that higher hanging data and help us create a lot of the other map layers we want for that we can translate into information and narratives and then into a fact-based comprehensive plan.
Yeah.
And obviously that every step of the way, bringing it through the commission.
Yeah, because we've got a really high functioning group here, and it'd be fabulous to get that moving.
Yeah,
I know you had talked previously about a 2 or whatever year timeline.
A year-ish for probably getting to the point where we're ready to dive into the comprehensive plan. I know Mid-Minnesota is very excited about this fact-based, having the data, the context and the data informing the comprehensive plan.
And the data should be much quicker, easier to come by than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So what we're looking for here tonight simply is a resolution of modification, and you need me to read these? I don't think anyone else has these.
No, they don't. They're pretty much identical.
Yeah, they'd be pretty, so I'll just read the one. One is for the tax increment district number 3. I guess it doesn't list the specific players here, Magnum or Legacy, but.
Yes, it talks about the district.
Oh, Legacy on first, I finally saw it. Okay.
There's Legacy on first, and then this one's for Magnum.
Okay, so this one is resolution of the City of Wilmer Planning Commission finding that a modification to the development program for Municipal Development District number 2 and a modification to the tax increment financing plan for the Legacy on First tax increment financing district conform to the general plans for the development and redevelopment of the city. Whereas the City of Wilmer has proposed to adopt a modification to the development program for Municipal Development District number 2 and a modification to the tax increment financing plan for the Legacy on First tax increment financing district. Therefore, the little typo. Therefore, the development program modification and the TIF plan modification are referred to collectively herein as the program and plan modifications, and have submitted the program and plan modifications to the City Planning Commission pursuant to statutes, and whereas the Commission has reviewed the program and plan modifications to determine their conformity with the general plans for the development and redevelopment of the city as described in the comprehensive plan for the city, now therefore be it resolved by the Commission that the program and plan modifications conform to the general plans for development and redevelopment of the city as a whole, dated July 3, 2019. So essentially, our job is to reiterate what happened earlier, back in 2017, when we actually did the
review of these projects.
Plan review. And that finding at the time was that it did conform to zoning, comp plan, everything else. This is simply a reiteration of that for technical purposes.
We did two things. We restated the TIF plan so that it met the state auditor's requirements, because he had a number of issues with the existing TIF plans. So we did that. So we restated the TIF plans themselves. And then while we're at it, Ehlers recommended that we take the municipal development district that was a right coterminous with the project TIF district, instead of having both be the same thing, take the development district, bring it out to the city's edge so that we have far more flexibility in the future, and administration efforts drop dramatically. And that's essentially it. So neither of those things has any conflict with the comprehensive plan.
Mm-hmm. And in the future, any other projects like this will still be having to go through this exercise, as well as the plan review, comprehensive
yes.
Land use.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, okay. Questions from the Commission?
Just one question to our city attorney. Is this proposal or resolution in compliance with Minnesota statute and Wilmer's comprehensive plan?
Yes, this resolution sets forth the finding that statute requires the Commission make in order to recommend the amendment to the development district boundaries. It's fully compliant with the Planning Commission's role under the city's charter.
Thank you.
Can it be one motion to approve both, or does it need to be two?
I would do separate votes.
I'm going to give Cleet just a second to look this over, just in case he has a follow-up.
Okay.
In the meantime, any other questions from the commissioners?
One comment, you mentioned July 3rd is the date. Are we adopting this today or tomorrow?
That's why I said it out loud. So we would be adopting this as of today, and then actually this is going on to council later tonight, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Introduction.
All right, so we'll introduce the first resolution, resolution number 19-02, and that is the...
The GM development.
I'm sorry?
The GM Magnum.
The GM Magnum development. And that reads just exactly as the one that I just read for you. So we would need a motion to approve the resolution and forward it on to the city council. Yes?
Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion.
Thank you. And is there a second?
I'll second.
John, thank you. Discussion? All right, all those in favor of the...
It's a roll call.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a roll call. Rolf?
Aye.
Jerry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Jerry?
Aye.
Cleve?
Aye.
Aye. Six ayes, zero nays. The resolution is agreed to. We need a motion on resolution number 19-03 for the Legacy on First program and plan.
Let's call it again. Motion to approve on number 3.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Seconded. Discussion? All right. Hearing none. Roll call once again, and you're on a roll,
aye.
So go ahead.
Aye.
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 Aye. Six ayes, zero nays. The resolution is agreed to. Is there anything else?
I want to thank the chair and council members. We have unforgiving tight timeline here, but the meetings all stacked up before August 1st, so much appreciated.
All right, well, and this was our, that takes place of our regular meeting, so we'll be looking again at, whoops,
July 17th.
July 17th.
Mm-hmm. So,
and I'm sure we'll have a number of items.
Yeah, we've got a couple.
At that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, very good. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Motion made, seconded.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.